pressure than them. They love. They want me to be pressure than them. They want me to be better, but no better than them. They love. No.
From Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
The Zambia Medicines and Medical Supplies Agency, ZAMSA, receives first consignment for renal consumables. Matera lawmaker Mal Sampa survives legal battles to remove him from Pali seat. Severe storm forces school closures across Algeria. And in sports news, Copper Queens to be adequately prepared ahead of WAFCON.
And now, the Power FM News.
At Frontend, we live beneath every day. I am Grace Wanji. The Constitutional Court yesterday has ruled the Speaker of the National Assembly, Nelly Muti, acted within the law when she declined to declare the Matera parliamentary seat vacant, holding the only the High Court which can determine whether a lawmaker's expulsion from a political party is valid. In its majority judgment, the court emphasized that the Constitution and the Electoral Process Act clearly distinguish political assertions from justifiable questions, and that matters relating to the vacancy of a parliamentary seat fall exclusively under the High Court's jurisdiction, as provided in Section 96 of the Electoral Process Act. The court noted that the second respondent, Matera MP Mal Sampa, had already filed a counterclaim in High Court challenging his alleged expulsion from the Patriotic Front, PF. The Zambia Medicines and Medical Supplies Agency, ZAMSA, has received the first consignment of the renal consumables valued at 132 million kwacha aimed at supporting kidney patients undergoing dialysis. ZAMSA Senior Corporate Communications Officer Enoch Lusoke says the life-saving supplies are part of a bulk procurement intended to ease pressure on dialysis services across the country. Mr. Lusoke explains that the consignment includes essential items such as dialysers, buy bags, erythropoietin, AV lines, blood tubings, and dressings, with additional supplies expected to arrive by the end of the week. He says ZAMSA has already started distributing the renal consumables to designated treatment centers to ensure continuity of dialysis services and reduce disruptions in patient care. Mr. Lusoke adds that the full consignment is expected to last for more than 3 months and has assured renal patients and general public of the agency's commitment to maintain a steady supply of essential medical commodities. He says ZAMSA remains focused on supporting quality healthcare service delivery through timely procurement and distribution of medical supplies.
We have received the first consignment of renal consumables in the country. These life-saving consumables are critical in the treatment and management of patients on dialysis treatment. I must also mention that this consignment we've received is part of a bulk shipment that the government through ZAMSA procured to ensure sustainability and consistent availability of renal consumables in the country, and are also meant to ensure that there is no disruption in terms of service delivery for kidney patients in Zambia. ZAMSA would like to take this opportunity to reassure renal patients and indeed the public that we remain fully committed to ensuring that there is consistency as well as stable availability, distribution and delivery of essential health commodities to all public health facilities, and that people have easy and equitable access to quality health care services.
The Zambian government and energy stakeholders have been urged to move beyond policy commitments and accelerate practical action to secure reliable, affordable and sustainable energy for the country. The call was made at the launch of the Zambia Renewable Energy Association Conference 2026, known as the ZARECON 2026, where the Minister of Energy, Makuza Chikote, warned that the continued reliance on hydropower is no longer sustainable due to climate-induced droughts and erratic rainfall. In a speech read on his behalf by Engineer Brian Mainza from the Ministry of Energy, Minister Chikote said rising electricity demands driven by population growth, industrialization, mining expansion and urbanization has exposed exposed weaknesses in Zambia's energy system. He said diversifying the energy mix is now critical to protect economic growth, improve energy security, and build resilience against climate shocks. He called for stronger partnerships with the private sector and development partners, saying a secure and sustainable energy future requires innovative finance and sound engineering solutions and shared responsibility across the entire energy value chain.
Despite this upswing in demand, there is a challenge in utilizing our conventional hydro for power generation due to insufficient rainfall we have been experiencing in previous years. To avert this challenge, we need to urgently diversify our energy mix to ensure availability of power for our economy to run smoothly. It is important to note that we stand at a pivotal moment. The choices we make today in energy planning, infrastructure investments, and technology adoption will determine our economic competitiveness, our resilience to climate shocks, and our ability to achieve inclusive development for decades to come.
Meanwhile, Zarina Executive Director Dr. Chilalaboa Kakoma says Zambia's energy challenges must be treated as a national development imperative, noting that load shedding and unequal access to electricity continue to affect jobs, competitiveness and livelihoods, particularly in rural and peri-urban areas. Dr. Kakoma said although Zambia faces serious challenges, the country is well positioned for clean energy transition due to its abundant solar resources, emerging wind corridors, biomass potential, small hydropower opportunities and strategic location within the Southern African Power Pool.
Zambia is exceptionally well positioned. We are endowed with abundant solar resources, emerging wind corridors, biomass potential, small hydropower opportunities and a strategic location within the Southern African Power Pool, in short SAP. The challenge before us is not potential. It is our collective ability to move decisively from policy to action. This is precisely the reason why ZARECON 2026 exists.
In another special development, Zambia Sugar PLC has been confirmed as a headline sponsor of the Zambia Safety Awards 2026, underscoring its commitment to workplace safety, employee well-being and sustainable industrial development in Zambia. The partnership brings together one of the country's most established agro-industrial companies and Zambia's leading safety recognition platform dedicated to advancing excellence in health, safety, environment and sustainability across both the public and private sectors. Other confirmed key sponsors include Citco, HIS Tower Zambia, Govies Uranium, Stefanati Stocks Zambia and Hydrotech Drilling and Exploration Zambia. The Zambia Safety Awards is a national initiative that recognizes organizations, professionals and institutions demonstrating leadership in accident prevention, regulatory compliance and the promotion of strong safety cultures. The platform serves as a catalyst for continuous improvement by encouraging knowledge sharing, collaboration and accountability across key sectors including agriculture, mining, manufacturing, construction, energy and public service. In the meantime, founder and patron for ZASA, Helen Mwamba, has welcomed the development, stating that having Zambia Sugar as a headline sponsor sends a strong signal that safety, sustainability and productivity must go hand in hand. She added that this partnership strengthens the ZASA's mission to recognize excellence, inspire improvement and ultimately protect lives across Zambia's workplaces as well as communities. In international news, Algeria will close schools in most of its provinces for the next 2 days as the country braces for a severe storm. Winds of up to 120 kilometers per hour are expected on Wednesday across much of the country, including the capital, Algiers. The Education Ministry said classes will be suspended in 52 of Algeria's 69 provinces following an urgent storm warning. The civil defense urged people to stay safe.